अथाष्टाविंशः सर्गः। निहतम् दूषणम् दृष्ट्वा रणे त्रिशिरसा सह खरस्याप्यभवत्रासो दृष्ट्वा रामस्य विक्रमम्। स दृष्ट्वा राक्षसम् सैन्यमविषह्यम् महाबलम्। हतमेकेन रामेण दूषणस्त्रिशिरा अपि तद्बलम् हतभूयिष्ठम् विमनाः प्रेक्ष्य राक्षसः। आससादखरो रामम् नमुचिर्वासवम् यथा विकृष्य बलवच्चापम् नाराचान् रक्तभोजनान्। खरश्चिक्षेप रामाय क्रुद्धा नाशी विषानिव ज्याम् विधुन्वन्सु बहुशः शिक्षयास्त्राणि दर्शयन्। चचार समरे मार्गाञ्छरैरथगतः खरः। स सर्वाश्च दिशो बाणैः प्रदिशश्च महारथः। पूरयामास तम् दृष्ट्वा रामोऽपि सुमहद्धनुः ससायकैर्दुर्विषहैर्विस्फुलिङ्गैरिवाग्निभिः। नभश्चकाराविवरम् पर्जन्य इव वृष्टिभिः। तद्बभूवशितैर्बाणैः खररामविसर्जितैः पर्याकाशमनाकाशम् सर्वतः शरसङ्कुलम्। शरजालावृतः सूर्यो न तदा स्म प्रकाशते। अन्योन्यवधसंरम्भादुभयोः सम्प्रयुध्यतोः। ततो नालीकनाराचैस्तीक्ष्णाग्रैश्च विकर्णिभिः। आजघानरणे रामम् तोत्रैरिव महाद्विपम्। तम् रथस्थम् धनुष्पाणिम् राक्षसम् पर्यवस्थितम्। ददृशः सर्वभूतानि पाशहस्तमिवान्तकम्। हन्तारम् सर्वसैन्यस्य पौरुषे पर्यवस्थितम्। परिश्रान्तम् महासत्त्वम् मेने रामम् खरस्तदा। तम् सिंहमिव विक्रान्तम् सिंहविक्रान्तगामिनम् दृष्ट्वा नो द्विजते रामः सिंहः क्षुद्रमृगम् यथा। ततः सूर्यनिकाशेन रथेन महता खरः। आससादाथ तम् रामम् पतङ्ग इव पावकम्। ततोऽस्य सशरम् चापम् मुष्टिदेशे महात्मनः। खरश्चिच्छेद रामस्य दर्शयन् हस्तलाघवम्। स पुनस्त्वपरान् सप्तशरानादाय मर्मणि। निजघानरणे क्रुद्धः शक्राशनिसमप्रभान्। ततः शरसहस्रेण राममप्रतिमौजसम् अर्दयित्वा महानादम् ननादसमरे खरः। ततस्तत्प्रहतम् बाणैः खरमुक्तैः सुपर्वभिः। पवातकवचम् भूमौ रामस्यादित्यवर्चसम्। सशरैरर्पितः क्रुद्धः सर्वगात्रेषु राघवः। रराजसमरे रामो विधूमोऽग्निरिवज्ज्वलन्। ततो गम्भीरनिर्ह्लादम् रामः शत्रुनिबर्हणः। चकारान्ताय सरिपोः सज्यमन्यन्महद्धनुः। सुमहद्वैष्णवम् यत्तदतिसृष्टम् महर्षिणा। वरम् तद्धनुरुद्यम्य खरम् समभिधावत। ततः कनकपुङ्खैस्तु शरैः सन्नतपर्वभिः। चिच्छेद रामः सङ्क्रुद्धः खरस्य समरे ध्वजम्। सदर्शनीयो बहुधा विच्छिन्नः काञ्चनो ध्वजः। जगामधरणीम् सूर्यो देवतानामिवाज्ञया। तम् चतुर्भ्यः खरः क्रुद्धो रामम् गात्रेषु मार्गणैः। विव्याधहृदि मर्मज्ञो मातङ्गमिव तोमरैः। स रामो बहुभिर्बाणैः खरकार्मुकनिःसृतैः। विद्धो रुधिरसिक्ताङ्गो बभूवर्षितो भृशम्। स धनुर्धन्विनाम् श्रेष्ठः सङ्गह्य परमाहवे। मुमोच परमेश्वासः षट्शरानभिलक्षितान्। शिरस्येकेन बाणेन द्वाभ्याम् बाह्वो रथार्पयत्। त्रिभिश्चन्द्रार्धवक्त्रैश्च वक्षस्यभिजघानः। ततः पश्चान्महातेजा नाराचान् भास्करोपमान्। जघानराक्षसम् क्रुद्धस्त्रयो दशशिलाशितान्। रथस्य युगमेकेन चतुर्भिः शवलान्हयान्। षष्ठेन च शिरः सङ्ख्ये चिच्छेदखरसारथेः। त्रिभिस्त्रिवेणोन्बलवान् द्वाभ्यामक्षम् महाबलः। द्वादशेन तु बाणेन खरस्य सशरम् धनुः। छित्त्वा वज्रनिकाशेन राघवः प्रहसन्निव। त्रयोदशेनेन्द्रसमो बिभेदसमरेखरम् प्रभग्रथम् वा विरथो हताश्वो हतसारथिः गदापाणिरमप्लुत्यतस्थौ भूमौ खरस्तदा तत्कर्म रामस्य महारथस्य समेत्य देवाश्च महर्षयश्च अपूजयन् प्राञ्जलयः प्रहृष्टास्तदा विमानाग्रगताः समेताः इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे अष्टाविंशः सर्गः।
Aranyakanda, Canto 28, Sri Rama's Encounter with Khara. Seeing Dushana killed in battle together with Trishira, fear entered the mind of Khara too when he witnessed the prowess of Sri Rama. Bewildered to see the very mighty and irresistible army of ogres, as also Dushana and Trishira killed by Rama, single-handed, and also perceiving most of the troops wiped out, the ogre Khara attacked Sri Rama, as did the demon Namuchi attack Indra. Pulling at full length his mighty bow, Khara discharged at Sri Rama blood-sucking arrows known by the name of Narachas and resembling angry serpents. Shaking the string of his bow in numerous ways and displaying the use of mystic missiles by virtue of his military practice, Khara in his chariot rode on the battlefield, employing devices with his arrows. That great chariot warrior filled all the quarters as also the intermediate points with arrows. Seeing him, Sri Rama also took up his very mighty bow. He covered the entire sky with his formidable arrows, resembling sparks of fire, as does the god of rain with showers. Thickly set with arrows on all sides, because of the sharp arrows discharged both by Khara and Sri Rama, the sky round about them was left without any empty space. Screened by the network of arrows discharged by both the warriors, who were fiercely fighting in their zeal to kill each other, the sun was not visible at that time. Then, like one striking a lordly elephant with a goad, Khara hit Sri Rama with arrows of various kinds, such as Nalikas, Narachas, and sharp-pointed Vikarnis on the battlefield. All created beings saw that ogre, rooted firmly in his chariot, bow in hand, like death himself with a noose in his hand. At that time, Khara thought Sri Rama, the destroyer of his entire army, who was possessed of great might and intent on heroism, to be dead tired. Sri Rama, however, did not feel perturbed in the least to see him bold as a lion and striding like one, any more than a lion would feel perturbed to see a small deer. Then, in a large chariot blazing as the sun, Khara approached the celebrated Sri Rama even as a moth would approach a fire. Thereupon, displaying his dexterity of hand, Khara split the bow along with the arrow near the fist of the high-souled Sri Rama. Again, taking seven more arrows shining brightly as the thunderbolt of Indra, Khara, for his part, angrily discharged them at the vital parts of Sri Rama on the battlefield. Then, hurting Sri Rama of unparalleled prowess with 1,000 arrows, Khara uttered a loud roar on the battlefield. Hit hard by the smooth-knobbed arrows discharged by Khara, the well-known armor of Sri Rama, bright like the sun, thereupon fell on the ground. Getting enraged, when pierced with arrows all over his limbs, Sri Rama, a sign of Raghu, shone on the battlefield like a smokeless, burning fire. Then Sri Rama, the exterminator of his foes, strung another mighty bow, which made a deep sound, to bring about the end of his enemy. Raising that excellent and very mighty bow belonging to Lord Vishnu, that had been gifted by the eminent sage Agastya, he darted towards Khara. Then, highly enraged, Sri Rama cut down the ensign of Khara on the battlefield by means of gold-feathered arrows with level nodes. split into many parts, that attractive golden sign fell down on the earth like the sun at the command of gods. With four arrows, the angry Khara, who was aware of the vulnerable parts in his body, hit Rama in his various limbs and particularly in his heart, even as one would strike an elephant with javelins. The aforesaid Sri Rama felt highly enraged when pierced with many arrows released from the bow of Khara and bathed in blood all over his body. Grasping firmly his bow in that great battle, Sri Rama, the foremost of bowmen who wielded a great bow, discharged six well-aimed arrows. They say he pierced Khara in the head with one arrow, with two more the arms, and with three crescent-headed arrows hit him hard in the chest. After that, Sri Rama, who was exceptionally glorious, discharged at the ogre 13 arrows whetted on the stone and blazing like the sun. With one arrow, he cut down the yoke of the chariot, with four the spotted horses, and with the sixth, he cut off the head of Khara's charioteer on the battlefield. Having cut down with three arrows the three shafts supporting the yoke, with two the axle, and with the 12th, which shone brightly like a thunderbolt, the bow and the arrow of Khara, Sri Rama, a scion of Raghu, for his part, who was possessed of exceptional might and looked like Indra, pierced Khara in the heart, as though laughing on the battlefield with the 13th. Then, jumping down, Khara, who was deprived of his chariot and had his bow shattered, horses killed and charioteer slain, stood on the ground, mace in hand. Collecting in the forepart of their aerial cars at that time, gods and eminent rishis too, who felt highly rejoiced, applauded in a body with joined palms that feat of Sri Rama, a great car warrior, the great Maharathi.